This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent in the D4 MIAA boys basketball tournament. And they've got a home game coming up on Tuesday in the round of 16 with Tyngsborough. We'll get to that game in a moment. But Tim, first up, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me again, Bill. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, Tim, you guys defeated Frontier Regional 75-47 on Friday night at Manchester Essex High. And give our listeners a little review, if you will, of that game.
Yeah, I mean, first off, we're undefeated at home for the year. Our student section, I think, is one of the best in the Commonwealth. The opposing coach even commented on it. You know it's definitely a sixth man for us, but they were a good team. They had to travel 2.5 hours to get here. They came out, you know, had a good first quarter. They were actually up 17-15. We tightened up our game plan a little bit like we always do. And then, we went into half with a 12-point lead. And by the end of the third, we were up 25 plus. So it was a good team win. You know, it's nice to be a little tested. It was a good night for the boys.
Having seen your team, albeit once, what were the strengths of that opponent that you faced Friday? A height, speed, all those combinations of things?
Yeah, so I mean, they had a shooting guard that was averaging 18 a game. We held him to zero for the game, so that was obviously one good checkbox. Their point guard, I think he had 10 points at half, and we held him to 3 points in the second half. He could really get downhill and get to the rim pretty good, so we just changed our defensive philosophy a little bit, held him in check, and then they had a 6'6 big guy, but he wasn't as thick as our Eddie Herreas, and once we really held the point guard in check, we were able to just play our game.
Well, I think it's good you weren't facing another Eddie Herreas out there. That's for sure. that doesn't hurt. Tim, tell us more about, give our listeners a little update on your team, your players, and what's happened in the last several weeks of you, as you, you know, are now in the into the tournament.
Yeah, it continues like always to run through our 6'6 big guy Eddie. He actually sat out 2 games to rest up his knees a little bit, and we had 2 freshmen really come in and step up in the final weeks of the season with Alex St. Marie, who's a 6'3 freshman, nice backup center for Eddie, and Graham Lewis, who is our backup point guard. You know, now he's a fantastic shooter and scorer. Those guys have come into the horizon, and it's nice to just have some more depth off the bench. Cade has been doing what he's been doing. I think he averaged over 25 the last 5 games. He had 28 in the tournament game the other night. He's really shooting the ball well for us, so that makes everything easier. And you know, we continue to rely on, you know, the versatility of Hearn and Zeltzer, you know, the guys that cover the best defender every night, that make us tick. And then Chow and the younger brother, Herreas, are shooting the 3-ball well and defending for us. So, you know, we're nice and versatile. Our point guard, Preston Potter, continues to get steals like he's been doing, and it's a fun group to coach.
I'm thinking, Coach Tim, that one of the things you got the point guard Cade and Eddie Herreas up front, but it's those other three parts, if you will, of the team which are a little more, well, could have been a little more fluid during the course of the year. So how has that come or played out for you? You know, interchanging those the three with those two.
I think that, you know, from the start of the season, that was our biggest unknown. What groups were going to play together with Eddie and Cade? You know, because if you watch a lot of our games, we're sending 3 in at a time. Eddie and Cade, for the most part, stay in. And you want to find, you know, right now it's Potter and Chow and Zeltzer are in there. They come in, and then all of a sudden we bring, you know, Herreas and Hurd who play well together. So finding the mixture of them was one thing. St. Marie is a little bit easier. He comes right in for Eddie. So when Eddie needs a blow, he can give Eddie 30 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever we need him for. And then Lewis is the fun wild card because we bring him in, you know, if we need a bucket and we need a three or they're, they're double teaming Cade and leaving the 3-point shooter up at the top. He comes in and hits some big time threes and some big time shots, which is tough to do as a freshman. You know, it takes a lot of guts to get out there and do it. So they're a fun group.
You know,
as a coach.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, with you guys being 20-1 right now in the year, those other three, if you will, whoever they are in the game, are very important. They're a big part of what you guys are doing for sure. There's no doubt.
I've had plenty of teams with just two very good players and three not as good, and you're not as successful. It's the 10 guys, the 9 guys who play for us. That's why we're 20-1. Basketball's a team game. Everyone's got good coaches. You know, anyone can stop two players. So it's the guys that open up the gaps around them that make us click. So,
Tim, I very seldom think of myself of coming up with a good question, to be quite honest with you. But I do appreciate your answers to that last question I gave you about the other three, because I think it does tell the story about your team and the success that you guys are having. So thanks for sharing all that with us. We appreciate that. So now on to Frontier Regional. That's your opponent. I'm sorry, on to Tyngsborough Tuesday at Manchester Essex at 6 o'clock. So what can you tell me about Tyngsborough?
Yeah, I mean, Tyngsborough is a team that plays in a very good conference. Their record is a little bit deceiving because some of the guys that make them click and make them play well were out parts of the year. So you go out and scout them, and you're not seeing the team we're going to see on Friday night, which is good. I mean, gearing up for if we're able to get through Tyngsborough, we're going to go into a tough team in the Elite Eight and hope for the Final Four, and if we can keep going after that. So we want a very good opponent. We're going to get that in Tyngsborough. They got a great versatile point guard that's speedy, fast, and gets them going, jumps the passing lanes like that. They got some shooters around them. And they play hard, you know. So you're going to see a very good defensive team, which is fantastic. We're going to see if we can go at it.
All right, I want to ask just one big D4 question, if you will. Any thoughts on the D4 tournament, other games? Let me just preface it by saying that Georgetown and Lynn Tech are both still alive. In fact, playing each other at Lynn Tech on Wednesday night. But not that you have to go there with your evaluation, but what else can you share with me about the D4 tournament?
Yeah, the D4 tournament is super. The tournament in general is awesome. I love the new format. I love traveling all over the state to go against teams. Georgetown and Lynn Tech is certainly a fun one. The Georgetown team, I am rooting for them thoroughly. I love the fact that Cal teams are there. Same thing for Rockport and D5. Georgetown's well coached, and his boys will come up with a great scheme for Lynn Tech versus a good Lynn Tech team. We saw them play, when we were out scouting this year. And then, you know, for the rest of D4, you got Bourne and Wareham down in the Cape, two powerhouses that are, you know, go back and forth. Millbury is an awesome team. Burke is an awesome team in there. So it's a fun group of teams, you know, that are there. Clayton, it's a fun group of teams. Who's going to shake out of them? We'll see how it goes. So,
all right, Tim. Anything else you want to share about your team that I didn't ask you about Manchester Essex Hoops as you continue on here?
No, just continue to thank all the fans, the parents, everyone coming out, and hopefully we can get everyone in the Cape Ann area to come out and cheer for the Hornets on Tuesday night.
Sounds good. Tim, hold on the line here. That's Tim St. Laurent, the boys basketball coach at Manchester Essex, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.